What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. Denny Matthews joins us on the show today. Denny, happy to catch up with you.
Well, good to talk to you, Carrington, as always.
Absolutely. The Royals had an important series this week against the Tigers. The point that I made on Friday is if the Royals are going to do this, they're going to have to face their fears, so to speak. The Royals have been very good against teams that are under 500. They've struggled when they've played the better teams and the playoff teams. If this team is going to be able to navigate this, they're going to have to figure out ways to win series against teams like the Tigers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they proved that over the last homestand. They beat the teams that they should beat. And that's what you have to do to keep your head above water. And then they've also shown, I don't know what the number is, but it's amazing to me. They might be the best team in baseball at salvaging the final game of a series after losing the first two or three. They always seem to win the last game of a series, and that kind of keeps your head above water, too.
A major reason for that, at least on Sunday, was Vinny Pasquantino. He has been absolutely on fire. This offense is drastically different when he's hitting the way that he is.
Yeah, and you'll remember last year when he was injured and down the stretch, and the Royals really felt the effects of that. So if he can stay healthy for the next 4 or 5 weeks, why, they got a shot.
Whenever he's like this, does he remind you of somebody? Is there a former Royal or a former big leaguer that when Vinny's in this kind of zone, he reminds you of?
Not right offhand. He's just very good at driving in runs. That's in his DNA, to speak, and he's good at it. He has to figure it out, and he does, whether it's an opposite field single, whether it's a sacrifice fly, whether he's looking for a pitch to drive, and he either gets an extra base hit or he drives in two or three with a home run. So he's just very good at that. And he's in the perfect spot in the batting order to make that happen. He's hitting right behind Witt. And Witt's going to be on base a lot. And Vinny usually figures out a way to, if he doesn't get him all the way around, then he puts him in better scoring position.
I remember, I think it was Alex Gordon that said, you know, whenever he's a little bit off, he's not getting as much like rosin and pine tar on his back. Like he needed to follow through all the way on his swing. Is there something that you notice that whenever Vinny is struggling that he's not doing correctly? And then when he's in a zone like this, when he's hit 6 home runs in his last 7 games, something that he's really dialed into?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. When he's hot, he goes after pitches that he knows he can handle. When he's not, he'll be chasing some pitches that aren't really hittable for him. So it's either that or the other, and it's not all that complicated.
Right now we're talking to Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Royals. The Royals lost on Friday and Saturday. Was there something you noticed that caused them to slip up?
No, it's just a combination of things, and you just have to put together the pitching with the defense, with the opportunistic hitting, and when you do that, you're going to come out on top more often than not.
Last thing about the Tigers, they've really, really gotten things going since last year at the trade deadline. You remember, they made a couple of moves. It kind of felt like they were waving the white flag, so to speak, kind of similar to what Minnesota did this trade deadline. They were hot the second half of the season. They made a run to the playoffs. They have just continued that. What do you like about this Tigers team?
Well, they're well-balanced, top to bottom in the batting order. Their pitching is really good, and they've been good from the start of the year. And they've had a couple of sinking spells, but all teams do. You can't go through 162 without having a few slumps. The key is to negate the slumps as quickly as possible. Get out of the slump, get back on the track, and Detroit has done that. Teams that are in contention minimize the bad spots in their schedule, and every team's going to go through that.
Sometimes the schedule guys are really looking out for you. The Royals have three games against the White Sox. If there is one team that the Royals absolutely dominate, if there is one team that the Royals absolutely own, it's the White Sox. They couldn't come at a better time in the schedule.
Yeah, and the last time the Royals were in Chicago to play the White Sox won 2 out of 3. So they better go into the series in high spirits, and concentration should be spot on, because those three games are going to be very important. You better not take the White Sox for granted. They're obviously better than they were last year. Now, that's a low bar, I will admit. But, yeah, if you don't play well against them, they can rise up and beat you.
I want to get your thoughts on a couple of young pitchers. Let's start with Noah Cameron, who's getting the start today. What have you noticed from him? What do you like about him early on in his career?
Just very consistent, very confident, very poised. Nothing bothers him. And if you watch him on the mound, you don't know whether he has a 4-1 lead or a 4-1 deficit. And that's to his advantage, because if a pitcher's on the mound and doesn't like his stuff or his control is not good, hitters pick on that immediately, and they'll take advantage of that. But with him, you never know whether he's ahead, behind, happy with what he's doing, or unhappy. And that's a good trait to have for any kind of a pitcher.
I'm not trying to look too far ahead with the Royals. You obviously got to take things day by day. But my hope, Denny, in all of this is they have a series in the middle of September against Seattle. I just want the Royals to be within striking distance when it comes to that. They're probably not going to catch the Red Sox. It's going to be really difficult to catch the Yankees. To me, the team that you're kind of targeting and you need to play better than down the stretch is Seattle. I just want the Royals to be 2.5 games back with 3 games at home against Seattle. I just can't think of too many series that the Royals have had like that in Kauffman Stadium in my lifetime, where I know they're not going to be playoff games, but they have playoff game-like implications.
Yeah, and to get your wish to come true, obviously Seattle's going to have to play well, and the Royals are going to have to play well. If that eventuates, we might have a very interesting series in mid-September. If one team just runs away from the other team, then it's all a moot point.
Right now, we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny, do you think the offense is sustainable? Because in the second half of the season, the Royals' offense is completely transformed. They're taking walks. They're hitting home runs. It's certainly more balanced at the back half of it. Do you think this is the Royals' offense to stay from now until the end of the season?
Well, that's the offense that everybody hoped would open the season back in late March, early April. But, it all of a sudden happened. But there were a couple of new additions, 2 or 3 new additions. The balance of the batting order changed. And I think we mentioned it last week when we chatted. The lower third of the batting order has done much better than they did in the first half of the season. And those guys, the 7th, 8th, and 9th hitters in the batting order, are setting the table for your top three. And that's where the RBIs and the runs are produced. So I think you have to give a lot of credit to the guys that have been down in the bottom of the batting order for doing much better than they did in the first half of the season, getting on base for the big guns.
Michael Massey is back with the Royals. The Royals option down John Rave. They bring back Michael Massey. What do you think Massey's role is? How does he fit into what the Royals have been doing as he joins the team with 35 games or so to go?
Well, I think he's going to be spotted here and there. That's up to Q. And where he is in the batting order, we don't know. We'll find out. I'm not going to manage the team, but he'll fit in. He'll do what he does best, and that's provide offense. And you forget that he improved so much defensively. I think he's better defensively than India, but whether they use him in that spot, put India in the DH, we'll just have to wait and see.
It certainly goes without saying you can't afford to lose a series to the Chicago White Sox, not with you trailing, not with you playing from behind. I kind of thought this leading into it with Detroit, I kind of looked at them as one long six-game series that you just can't afford to lose ground. You lost the series in Detroit. Now coming up this weekend for a Labor Day weekend, you kind of got to take care of home field, and you got to try to figure out a way to scratch two or three wins, and then your schedule really softens up before you go against Philadelphia and Seattle.
Yeah, well, let's look at it this way. The marathon is over. Now it's a sprint. And when you're in the sprint, the finish line is in sight. Every game is important. Well, every game's important in April. But now that you see how things are set up, why it's important to play well at this time of the year. And if they play well defensively, get good pitching and opportunistic hitting, why, we'll see what happens down the stretch.
That is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny, it's always a privilege to get to talk to you. I look forward to catching up with you next week to see how the Royals handle themselves against the Tigers at home.
I'll look forward to that, and we'll talk about it at length.
Absolutely. That is Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. The Royals sit three games back of the Seattle Mariners. I believe they are four games back of the Boston Red Sox. Coming up on the other side, let's get back to talking about football. I got a couple of Chiefs roster thoughts. They have made a move. They are bringing back Derek Nnadi, and I'm not so sure that Elijah Mitchell is making the team. We'll discuss it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, this is where I'm going to unload a lot of my Chiefs thoughts. Before I do that, let me remind you guys that coming up this Friday at 6 o'clock, join us for a Chiefs roundtable featuring friend of the show Mitchell Shorts, friend of the show Danny Hughes, emceed by friend of the show Nate Taylor. This will be inside Hollywood Casino. It's free, open to the public, but you got to be at least 21 to pull up. Question and answer afterwards, and you also get photo opportunities. So if you have ever wanted to take a picture with Nate Taylor, Friday's the time to do it. 6 o'clock. Show up. If you've ever wanted to take a picture with the Super Bowl champion, Mitchell Shorts, show up Friday, 6 o'clock at Hollywood Casino. Maybe afterwards, we can play a few games if you're of age. We can play a few games if you would like. Rob, what's your game of choice at a Hollywood casino? You a craps guy? You a roulette? You a blackjack? What do you like to play?
I bounce between a little roulette and a little blackjack, and if I'm losing, I meander over to the penny slots and just drink.
All right. All right. You know what?
Have an ice cold beer.
You can do that with Rob if you would like, but you have to show up Friday, August 29th. At 6 o'clock for all of these activities. All right, I am just going to go through Chiefs thoughts that I have, and we can work through them together as a team. The first Chiefs thought that I have, are we 100% sure that Felix was going to make the team? Because if I'm going through the numbers, and they just brought back Derek Nnadi, and we'll talk about that momentarily, but we know Derek Nnadi is making the team. They're not cutting their draft picks they just made. They're not cutting Norman Lott. They're not cutting Ashton Gelati. When you start adding the numbers up on your fingers and toes, I think you're starting to run at the, hey, I think Felix was on the cut line. I think it was between Felix and Malik Herring. Now, he was probably going to make the team because they got significant money and investment tied up into one of those players, and they don't really have it tied up into the other player. But I'm not 100% certain that Felix was good. And I think that's one reason why they kind of tapped him and said, big dog, kind of need that roster spot. Because now, I don't know the severity of this hamstring injury, but he got this hamstring injury and instantly he was done for the rest of the season. Like, they're not even open to the possibility that he could help them later on in the year. When Hollywood got hurt for 3 months, they kept telling you, hey, Hollywood's coming back. Hollywood's coming back. He's going to be able to help this team. We're going to try to get him on the field before Christmas. It was a theme for the 2025 season. The theme of this season was, hey, Felix, we don't think you can play. I'm simply asking this question out loud. You can tell me if I'm right or you can tell me if I'm wrong. 913-586-7965. I'm simply asking the question. Are we sure Felix was going to make the team? Because it feels rather shaky. It feels to me like it was not 100% certain that he was going to make the team. Maybe I'm off. I know the money, and sometimes you got to follow the money. But this is an organization, I don't know if they care about that. Not if you plan on sitting Jalen Moore in week one. The money isn't the end-all, be-all. You're about fielding the best 53-man roster that you think is possible. So you got $21 million sitting waiting in the wings. What's another three for a defensive lineman that you've after they drafted Felix, they've never shown they believe in him. Not once. He's never been ahead of certain people on the depth chart. He's never been given prolonged opportunities to play. He got hurt in this training camp instantly. Boom. Done. Rest of the season. We don't even want to entertain the possibility that you could come back to help this team. Something to note. Second thing that I want to share with you guys in this kind of Carrington Harrison thought preseason thought dump. Second thing. There might not be another organization in the league that loves to spin the block more than the Chiefs. For those of you that are not familiar with the spin the block, it's kind of go back to an ex. I'm sure you've been in this situation. Maybe you just got out of a relationship and you don't want to go out and find somebody new. So you know what? Sometimes the easiest thing to do is just to go back to people that you've already talked to, already dated to, or spin the block. Now you get the reference. Is there a team that loves to spin the block more? They could have just signed Derek Nnadi in the offseason. They could have just signed him. It's not like he got pulled away on some crazy deal. You could have just kept Derek Nnadi if you wanted to. Oh, didn't want to. Now, ultimately, it doesn't end up being that big of a deal. They ended up swapping seventh round picks, and it's just, I don't have it in me to be that mad about the 241st pick in the NFL draft. Certainly not for a player that everybody knows, everybody likes, fits the system. You don't, there's no ramp up period. There's no learning curve. This is just guy we know can play in this system. Let's bring him back. We'll throw him back in this locker room. Everybody's going to be happy that he's back. Loves, hand pounds, dapping him up. Hey, dog, I missed you. How you been? How's the kids? And now you put him back, and he will be on the 53-man roster, ready to go to Brazil. So no harm, no foul. I'm not worried about the assets lost, and I use lost in air quotes when it comes to Derek Nnadi. I'm just simply pointing out, man, the Chiefs, it's like the Chiefs only know 60 players in the league. Maybe 65 if you're being crazy. If you haven't already played on the team, or if they haven't vetted you, yeah, no chance you're making this. You're not getting on the team. When they were looking for a wide receiver, the only wide receiver they were considering was DeAndre Hopkins. They had already done all the work to go get DeAndre Hopkins. Remember, when he was looking for a team, it was between Tennessee, New England, and Kansas City. Now, why you chose the Titans over the Chiefs, I assume was just money. It definitely wasn't because of winning. But this is important to note. This offseason, or I guess this regular season, depending on the trade deadline, if the Chiefs need to make a move or so, based on the names that are connected to the Chiefs, it will be very obvious to see who they're interested in and not interested in. That is important to note right now at running back. Rob, if you are a running back available, we need to be going through the list. Have you played for the Chiefs before? Have you ever come in on a visit? Have they ever considered you playing for the Chiefs? Because if they haven't, you are probably not making this team. When they needed a running back last year because of an injury, they went back to Kareem Hunt. You got to have a Carfax with the Chiefs for them to bring you in. You got to have one. And Derek Nnadi, you're back. Again, I'm not here to – they swapped seventh round picks for a D tackle that we all know and think can play. So it's a good move for the Chiefs. They needed a little depth there. They found a little depth there. Good. Let me ask you this question, Rob. I don't have the answer to this, by the way. 913-586-7965. So if you guys know, you're more than happy to tell me. What do you think this means, and who do you think it means it for? Do you think this means that Omar Norman Lott is not what they anticipate him being? Is there an injury that we don't know about? Like, for you to bring this player in, is it because you didn't see something, or is this simply you just wanted to have more depth? You had an opportunity at depth at a very low acquisition cost, so you might as well go out and do it.
Can it be both? Like, I don't think the two are mutually exclusive. I do think it's possible that Omar Norman Lott is maybe saying behind the curve is a mean way to say it, but not to where they'd like for a week away for NFL football. They still might think that he can be a player, might even be productive in 2025, but maybe they thought he would be at level blank and he's not quite there yet, so let's add some depth. Like, I don't know, this is like a ringing indictment on Jerry Tillery or on Omar Norman Lott, but it's possible they felt like those guys would be maybe a half step better than they are right now, and they're not to that level, so I think it's just a depth move and a CYA move, but I think that CYA is built out of it's possible those two guys aren't quite where they'd like them yet. Doesn't mean they won't surpass Nnadi on the depth chart, but just let's have another body in the room to be safe.
I remember I was telling you how I got asked to be on a show in San Francisco, and they were asking me questions about Sky Moore. And I remember telling him, I was just, you know, hey, what went wrong in Kansas City? It was very clear. He can't catch. What do you mean? I don't know how to say it any differently. He can't catch. Rob, they then tried. You know that sports talk way where you ask the same question, but you ask it a little bit differently because you're hoping that you get a different answer? And I was like, I don't think I'm making myself clear. He cannot catch. I've seen it for multiple years in Kansas City. Easy, routine plays for Sky Moore. He cannot catch. They were laughing like, oh, you're serious. I don't know how much more serious I can be. I didn't come on here to joke with you. I didn't come here in my free time to talk to you about Sky Moore, to be dishonest. Did you hear what Sky Moore did in their first preseason game? Did you hear?
I'm guessing he had a drop.
I mean, just right on two, multiple. Dos. One, two. I mean, it was the same Sky Moore that we've seen. Again, I'm not here rooting for or against Sky Moore. I'm just simply getting all of these preseason thoughts out to share with you guys. I'm telling you right now, I don't care if Sky Moore turns into Jerry Rice. I don't care. There will never be a time on this show where I think back, man, you know what, man, the Chiefs, they really should have, they could have worked harder. They could have made it work. It was never, ever going to work. Never. Not ever. So he needed a fresh start. We needed a fresh start. He has found a new home, and he has found new people to frustrate. You don't got to deal with it anymore. You don't got to deal with the 3rd and 7 against Buffalo. You don't got to deal with them throwing it to Sky Moore. You can just be happy. We'll find somebody new. I mean, I don't know who it is yet, but you know, trust me. When they start playing games, I'll find them. I'll find the stats. Why does it matter? They're winning. Well, I mean, yeah, right. But this guy, he ain't good. We know how this is going to go. I'm telling you that I'm for it. So just give it time. But good luck to Sky Moore. I just simply wanted to pass that little bit of information for you guys in case you missed it. Sky Moore had two Sky Moore drops in San Francisco's first game. I'm sitting there, I'm just like, I tried to tell you. I told you. Rob, are we sure Elijah Mitchell's making the team? Like tomorrow when they do their 53-man roster, because this is what I think is going to happen. Isaiah Pacheco, lock. Kareem Hunt, lock. Breshard Smith, lock. I don't know if Elijah Mitchell is a lock. This is what I think is going to happen. I think the Chiefs are releasing Elijah Mitchell tomorrow. And or I think the Chiefs are either going to make the Derek Nnadi trade for a running back, or they're going to pick a running back off waivers that will essentially be Elijah Mitchell. A veteran running back that is very low cost, very low resources spent on that running back, and you hope that you find something. They tried it with Elijah Mitchell. It's really hard as a running back to not have a good camp. I mean, it's designed for you to have a camp. They don't tackle to the ground. It's quick bursts, explosive plays. I mean, did we hear one single report coming out of St. Joe's about Elijah Mitchell? Did we hear anything? I mean, Breshard Smith, he's running little wheel routes, and they have a clear role for Breshard Smith. They think he can be Jerick McKinnon. They think he can be a third down, catch the ball out of the backfield. They like him. I don't know what Elijah Mitchell's role is on this team. I don't think he has it anymore. I think the burst is gone. I think the explosiveness is gone. I think the injuries that he has taken throughout the course of his career have really eaten away at his body. I think the Chiefs thought he had a little bit more juice, a little bit more pizzazz. Once they got him in the camp, once they got him in the fold, they realized that was not true. And I believe that we are 24 hours away from them moving on from Elijah Mitchell and trying to find somebody else at running back. I believe the Chiefs have been making calls at running back. They need to be making calls at running back. You saw what happened last year. You cannot anticipate 17 games of Isaiah Pacheco, 17 games of Kareem Hunt, and 17 games of Breshard Smith. You need another body somewhere. An injury is going to happen. It's football. I'm not wishing on anybody, but we all watch the game. The Chiefs ain't getting everybody through the finish line. Somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to miss time. It will probably be a running back if you look at their history of the guys that they have. So being prepared is what they should be. So if you want another preseason thought, I believe that Elijah Mitchell will not be on the team tomorrow. I do not think he is making the 53-man roster. I think that there is another move for the Chiefs. I either think they are going to swap picks for a running back that they don't think they'll get off waivers and they'll claim him, or they'll wait for somebody to get claimed and they will have a new veteran running back. Who's that one running back that went to the Texans late in the year? What was that? Remember? I can't think of it off the top of my head. It was a guy that was on the Chiefs, Carlos Hyde. That's who it was. Carlos Hyde. I was thinking, the wheels were turning. Carlos Hyde. I think it'll be something like that. I think it'll be a very similar Carlos Hyde type move that the Chiefs plan on making tomorrow.
It's also worth noting, multiple times in the Brett Veach era, after cut day, he has added a running back to the fold. Now, the two names are not impressive, and whoever the Chiefs add, and I am 100% with you, they are going to be adding a running back to that room. I'm kind of frustrated. As someone who hates running back, it feels like it comes up a lot. I'm frustrated that they're going to be making an end of August, grasping at straws move to try to enhance the room when all offseason, everyone we ever talked to on this show, including us, was like, hey, that room's not good enough. Here we sit. It seems the Chiefs are trying to admit the room's not good enough. But in the past, Brett Veach, after cut day, he added LeSean McCoy. At the time, it was a big name. It didn't really work out. And remember last year, I remember Mitch Holtis loved the move. They added Samaje Perine. So, this is something Brett Veach has done, but I think the name is going to underwhelm whoever the name is, and it is going to be frustrating that I feel we have these same running back conversations throughout the season, because if Pacheco isn't contract year Pacheco, their running back room is just blah.
It's
very,
not good.
Very blah.
It's not good. No, it's not good.
And by the way, I'm not going to rain, be like, oh, Elijah Mitchell was a major miss. They signed him the first day of free agency, and you think he's going to get cut? Again, it was no money, so no harm, no foul, but just the room is bad.
No, you and I wanted them to do, and the fact that you even wanted them to do more at running back really says something. It really means that the tank is on E. If you even notice it, hey, man, I know I'm down on running back. I ain't that down at running back. They need to probably do one more thing. They probably need to do one more thing.
Their room right now is literally Pacheco, me, you, and a ham sandwich. It's bad.
I'm not going to do Kareem Hunt like that. You can do Kareem Hunt like that. I ain't going to do Kareem Hunt like that. He a little bit better than a ham sandwich. I ain't going to do him like that. Let me ask you guys this question. I hate to talk about this, but it's impossible not to talk about this story. I told you guys off the rip, I'm not here to dive deep into the Johnson family dynamics. I don't know what's going on between these people. I don't know the issue between these people. I have absolutely no clue. I'm just a man on the internet. And when I'm scrolling the internet and I see father of quarterback Avery Johnson fights other brother of Avery Johnson, I'm sorry, I clicked on it. I was curious. And they were really, really rumbling. It leads me to ask the question. I cannot imagine, I'm serious, getting into that level of physical altercation with my father and or a loved one. That's the kind of rumble you have for somebody you don't know. That's the kind of level of rumble that you have where, Rob, if you're out and a man disrespects your wife, and then you give him a warning, and then he says, what are you going to do about it? And then you do something about it. That's the level of rumble that we're talking about. These people are on the street. This wasn't like a yelling, pushing match. This wasn't a you push me, we push you. We kind of stand chest to chest like we want to fight, but we really don't want to fight. No, this is both parties with the smoke on the ground. They then get broken up and then still continue to want to fight each other. I don't know how old Avery Johnson's brother is. I really don't know. That man could be 37 years old. I have absolutely no clue how old he is. I got to hold the father responsible here. There's the only person. Come on now. You're a grown man. You're a grown man with a college age son. You can't be out here fighting in the middle of the street. You got to know. It's the middle of the day. You know who you are. K-State's a small community. If you are traveling from Manhattan, Kansas, or wherever you live to go to Ireland, you are the biggest Kansas State Wildcat fan. You know who Avery Johnson's folks are. He knows that you know who they are. And you out here fighting in the middle of the street. I can see if you was fighting an Iowa State fan that might have disrespected your son, called him a name, it wouldn't even be that big of a deal. Release a statement. Hey, I was just trying to enjoy my time over here. Iowa State fan says something disrespectful. One thing led to another. I apologize. You had to release a statement with your son. It's all bad, man. It really is all bad. Good luck to K-State. Good luck to, I can't imagine the distraction. like they're kind of in a good spot because they're playing. Who they got this week? It's something like North Dakota.
Yeah,
they're playing like North Dakota or something. I mean, if they were playing a real team, this would you'd have to ask him about this. You cannot go out the course of the week without your quarterback being asked about, hey, have you seen the video? Have you talked to your parents? Like, I don't even want to talk to you about the game. And there's a lot of things to talk to you about from the game. I've never seen anything like this before, ever. Never. I can't imagine Patrick Mahomes Sr. and Jackson getting into it on Grand Boulevard. I cannot imagine that. That's what this happened. They're fighting in the middle of the street. Laying around, rumbling. Wild video. I never, ever would have guessed. I'm serious. I never, ever would have guessed that that's how the K-State weekend would have ended. Someone asked, do you think alcohol was involved? That's the only thing that makes sense.
And even if it was, it still doesn't make sense.
I'm saying is, it's even worse if you guys did this completely sober. Like, it's even worse to me. At least you could blame it on the vodka, blame it on the Henny. At least you could blame it on that. You're telling me? I don't know. Maybe people have different relationships with their pops. Again, I'm not here to judge anybody's life or their relationship. I cannot imagine what would happen to have me in the middle of the street, on the ground, rolling around, fighting with a loved one. This was not two random fans' preseason video. We see those all the time. We don't even blink an eye when that happens. It's not even that big of a deal. Like, whatever. That's just part of going to football games. It's just wild. A wild weekend if you were a Kansas State Wildcat fan. Truly, honestly, a wild weekend. Coming up on the other side, let's get back to the Kansas City Royals as the Royals are three games back in the wild card. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm happy to tell you guys that I'm in the process of directing my second documentary. This one is called Armageddon at Arrowhead. It's based off the 2007 game between Missouri and Kansas. We got two players on each Kansas and Missouri to rewatch the game for their first time 18 years later. My first documentary that I made was about high school basketball in Kansas City. It was called From Paseo to Pembroke. You can Google it if you'd like. You can watch it. I'd appreciate it. I'm only telling you this because I remember there is a scene in there where one of the players talks about, you know, the high school basketball season. And he kind of threw a little bit of a dig at Winnetonka. And, you know, Rob, one of the topics that we have on this show, certainly when we get, you know, athletes from around the area is, hey, when it's like homecoming or you guys need to like kick off the season with the win, who's the team that you schedule? Text line 913-586-7965. When you were in high school, who was the team that you knew it was an automatic dub? You knew on your schedule when you first get it, you could just write W by their name. That's how the Royals have to feel about the Chicago White Sox. Rob, do you know the record that the Royals have over the White Sox the last two seasons? Well, I looked it up for you, so you didn't have to. They are 20-3 against the Chicago White Sox the last two seasons. They have played 23 times. The Royals have won 20 of those games. If there is ever a team that the Royals love to see on their schedule, you know who it is? It's the Chicago White Sox. It's fill-in-the-blank high school that you are thinking of. They cannot wait to see them on the schedule. You got to take care of business against this team. I'm serious. You got to. You got to pummel this team. You got to, at minimum, win the series. If you sweep them, great. You cannot, if you have visions of the Royals making the postseason, you do not make the postseason without winning this series against the Chicago White Sox. I'm sorry. Not that team, not how bad they are, not with how much you have dominated them over the last two seasons. You have to win this series against the White Sox. You could even lose the series this weekend to the Tigers. I mean, it wouldn't be ideal, but honestly, it would be expected. The Tigers, they're just better than you. On the flip side, why you got to win this series against the Chicago White Sox is you're just better than they are. You've been better than them now for almost two full calendar years. So whatever high school you're thinking of, 913-586-7965, whoever that team was for you, whoever that school was for you, whoever that kid was in your block that always tried to challenge you in something, and you would just beat him. One of my friends, his name is Charles. You guys remember, he was Bad Luck Chuck. He always challenges me in NFL Blitz. I don't know why. He's 0-13 against me. He will never beat me in that game. He's my Chicago White Sox. He's my Winnetonka. Guaranteed dub every single time. It's embarrassing. Rob, who was your version of Winnetonka back in the day?
Oh, at Northwest for basketball, it was Olathe South. They were the opening game a lot. Hey, we're going to play O-South. Okay, put a W on the board, lock it up, win. I will say this about the Royals real quick. I agree with everything you're saying. Needs to be an automatic dub. You've taken care of business. This, that, and the other. You know, the last time the Royals went to Chicago, they lost 2-3 to this same White Sox team. And I'm here to tell you, the White Sox, I mean, maybe they were better, maybe they were worse, but that series took place in, I believe, either May or June, and this same White Sox team at, what is the name of their stadium now? Guaranteed Rate, whatever it is. They took 2-3 from the Royals. So all that precedent, all that history, all that walloping, it's great. Hey, we get to play the Olathe South of Major League Baseball. Free dubs. You can't give away these wins. You were joking earlier about K-State. Hey, if they were playing a real team this weekend, it'd be a real problem. You were joking with John Kurtz. Hey, if we have you on after the Army or North Dakota game, a disaster has happened. If the Royals lose 2-3 in Chicago, it is equivalent to the disaster level of losing to an FCS if you're Kansas State or Kansas. That, if any of the three locals in football lose this weekend, that's the same equivalent of the Royals losing a series to the White Sox. But it just happened.
Looking at the text line right now, this has been a very, very fun experience. Let me read to you some of the text. CDOT, I went to Belton High School, and I can say that we were that school for Ray Peck. You know what? That actually makes sense. That actually makes a lot of sense. I could see Ray Peck just pounding on Belton High School in everything that you guys played. Someone else said, I went to William Chrisman. We were that team. William Chrisman is, I'm sorry, if you got William Chrisman coming up on the football schedule, you can rest easy. That's a dub. That's a dub. I'm sorry. At least that's the perception. I don't know if William Chrisman might be good this year. I'm telling you, back in my day, William Chrisman guaranteed dubs. Guaranteed every single time. Someone else said, I went to Oak Grove. Everyone would schedule us for homecoming. You don't want to be the homecoming game. You know who that is in the SEC, Rob? Vanderbilt. If you got Vanderbilt on your schedule, you always try to schedule them for homecoming. That's why I always feel offended when some of the bigger schools like Alabama, yo, man, don't be trying to schedule Missouri for homecoming, dog. No, don't try to do that.
I'm a Kansas football fan.
I don't know why you laughing, because you cheer for KU. You've definitely been some homecomings.
We've been homecoming for 20 years. Every team, Baylor was like homecoming. They're going to throttle us. Here we go. In high school, I will say, it really annoyed me. My school in high school did the opposite. Let's not get the layup win during homecoming. They're like, let's get the big team in town to pull the big upset. You know how many times Tim Grunhard's Miege team was my homecoming game? Too many. You know how many times we beat them? Never. If there was a spread, we didn't cover it. It was bad every year.
Someone said we were that team. I went to Truman. Truman also might be one of them teams. You schedule it for homecoming. I'm telling you, that's who the White Sox are for the Royals. Everybody has that team. Everybody has that team. And I'm trying to tell you, if you go to 23 times, you play them 23 times. If you play them and you win 20 of the times, you cannot lose this series. I don't want to hear it. If they lose this series, like, oh, why are you guys being so negative? Because you lost homecoming to William Chrisman. That's why we're down. That's why I'm negative. That's why you got to do extra suicides this week, because you didn't bring it. Ain't no reason to get beat by Belton 49-0. It's embarrassing. I don't know what's happening out here. You didn't do what you needed to do.
One of our part-timers, JT, who fills in for me from time to time, just texted me. He went to Ray Peck. They had Belton in week one a lot. He said my senior year we beat him 68-10.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Someone said we lost homecoming to Belton. Hey, man, I wouldn't have told me that story. I would have kept that story. I would have kept that story to yourself. Rob, how good did it feel to finally be back in your own stadium? You guys didn't have a home last year. You guys were trying to fake get excited about playing a sport in Kansas City, and the UNLV came in there and broke you guys' hearts. I know you guys were really trying to sell the, hey, it's fun, we get to play in an NFL stadium. That stadium is twice as big as your home environment. It just didn't feel like anything. You could not have had a real environment last year as a KU fan. But this stadium, it just feels... That stadium is perfect for who they built it for. And that's, to me, that's the best compliment that you can say. It's a nice 40,000. They feel like they're right on top of you. There's an energy. There was a pride. I've never, ever, at least I've been to a lot of KU football games. I've never felt like there was a pride about the football program. It has always felt like it was something to do. Hey, I got free tickets. It's right across the street. It's right by my dorm. Why don't we tailgate? We'll go in for the first half. We'll have a little bit of fun. We'll leave at halftime, and then we can go hit the bars. That's how it's always felt at a KU game. It didn't feel like that on Saturday. It felt like big time, real college football on Saturday. That's the environment that they got to keep. If they keep that environment, they will have a chance on, they will catch somebody at home this year. I don't know KU's home schedule. Let me look it up off the top of my head. But
they got, I mean, the tough one is they got like K-State.
Well, we know y'all ain't beating K-State.
Utah? It could be Utah. They could catch Utah.
They could 100% beat Utah.
100% catch Utah. Yep. Because like Oklahoma State, I think they're better than, I guess West Virginia's in the same ballpark.
Utah's the game that you beat them and then you storm the field and you take the field goal post.
That's probably the one. That's the one where you're like, oh, you caught them. Yep. It was the Utah game.
You guys got Cincinnati at home for family weekend. That's going to be a good environment.
Cincinnati's in town this week in Kansas City.
Can't wait to watch them.
Speaking of Arrowhead, Nebraska fans are coming.
Are you guys going to the game?
I am not going. As of now, I'm not going to Nebraska.
Why is the kickoff at 8 o'clock?
No one knows.
Why is it so late? Did you see Dylan Raiola today said it's not his fault that he looks like Mahomes? You have to blame God? I was like, but you also like go out of your way to really look like him. It's not like, that's a coincidence. Like you copy everything about Patrick Mahomes.
Did God make you like
Mahomes. You got the same haircut. You wear the same glasses. Like, yes, there's a little bit of a resemblance. You go out of your way to remind us that you look like Patrick Mahomes. What do you mean? You're a college kid? I mean, whatever. I'm not going to say, but you can't get mad at us for like, hey, you look like Patrick Mahomes. Like, come on now. You want us to notice that you look like Mahomes.
He wears 15. Why do you think he wears 15? He leans into it too much to be like, well, blame God. Come on now.
Okay, that's a good
He's
point.
The same headband. He's an Adidas school guy, too. It's like all the same.
That's a good point. It's all a good point. I can't argue that. Not argue at all. Coming up at the top of the hour, let's get back to the Kansas City Chiefs. They are getting ready for the start of the season. We are less than 2 weeks away from a real meaningful Chiefs game. Keep it right here. It's the drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.